Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute at Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I am joined by Chris Thorson of Polycom. Thank you for joining me today, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
So what can you tell me about exciting things in the Polycom world and ISE 2019?
Well, this is a big show for us. This year was important to us because it's one of the first times that we've come out as the joint Polycom and Plantronics. As listeners may or may not have known, we recently had an acquisition where Polycom or Plantronics acquired Polycom. That's the technical way it went down. Two very complementary companies coming together from
Absolutely.
A cultural perspective and also from a product perspective. So it's been an interesting ride this year, and we're really glad to be having one of our first coming out parties here at the show.
So I know Polycom has a lot of interesting products and technologies that are debuting here. Do you have anything specific that you can tell me about?
Absolutely. Well, there's a whole lot of things going on down at the booth. And if anybody's listening in and is around the show, I'd encourage them to come visit us. But the most important announcement that we made here at ISE 2019 was around our new Polycom Studio product. So this is a product that was really designed from the ground up to address this rising huddle room market space that's kind of the big talk right now. So the purpose around it is saying, look, if we saw the trend of everybody's going to huddle rooms, you know, there's 30 some odd million huddle rooms out there, and yet probably only 2% of those actually have video deployed in those huddle spaces.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. It's a cost thing. People mm-hmm. don't want to put a lot of technology. They're thinking about their larger spaces, and they're going to spend a lot of money on video. That's where they're going to spend it. So we saw that as a trend that we could capitalize on. The other trend we saw is a lot of move to these video as a service companies, mm-hmm. right? You see from Zoom or BlueJeans or others, you know, that are out in the market today. And so we said, you know, if you look those things together, you know, what's the opportunity for us? So Polycom Studio is a USB-based video device. So what does that mean? It means you walk into the room, you plug in your laptop, PC, Mac, whatever you have, and you can, you know, load that same application that you would have for your video as a service client. And now you just select Polycom Studio then as your output device for that, for your camera, for your speakers, for your microphones on your PC. And just like that, in just a couple of minutes, you've got video running in those huddle spaces.
And that is wonderful. As an AV integrator, an engineer, working in the higher education industry right now, I have a lot of classrooms that I support, a lot of faculty, students, staff, you name it. And they just want to come in and they just want it to work. And they're so used to this user experience that they have at home to be able to come into their workspace and not have that same simplicity. It's frustrating for them, and then it becomes frustrating for me. And I love that manufacturers like yourself are finally addressing that end user experience and also the support staff experience, because we're all partners in this. You know, we all win.
That's a great point, because you know, Studio itself, you know, obviously easy to install, as we talked about with USB. It's got great quality audio and video, as you would expect from us as a manufacturer. We've got wideband audio, HD voice from an audio perspective, even noise block and acoustic fencing technology, so you don't hear that rat-tat-tapping of somebody's keyboard if they're on the call. We can block those sounds out. Video is 4K video. We can also do automatic framing and zooming. So if a person's talking, I can set it up so it just zooms in just on myself, and then say you start talking and you're sitting next to me, it'll frame you up in the picture for the person at the far end. So once again, no controls from
automatic
camera management. Well, you don't have to pick up the remote. I mean, there is a remote if you want to adjust volume, or you could manually focus or zoom things in, but you're not going to need that because it's going to automatically do it. And then the third piece, which you touched on, was the management. Because it's a USB device, you would think, oh, well, let's say I've got to update software. I could imagine somebody running from room to room to room to get all the software. Well, no, actually, we can do all that software management from the cloud.
Wonderful.
So it's got built-in Wi-Fi, and so you can just push on software updates, download configuration files or diagnostics all remotely and not have to walk around the whole building, which I could imagine would be a problem if you had hundreds of these things around.
Yeah, I definitely get my steps in around the building supporting these classrooms. I love the centralization of the hardware these days and then the cloud-based management solutions. You know, my waistline may not like me for it, but at the end of the day, I'm really happy that I don't have to run around all these places.
Yeah, so that's really Studio in a nutshell. It's great audio, great video, simple to manage and easy to install.
Yeah, I love it. That's a wonderful approach. Do you have anything else going on out on the showroom floor today?
Well, we're showing an entire suite. And as I mentioned, it's the first time we're really bringing together all of our headset lines, our audio desktop lines, our in-room conference lines, and of course, the video that we're known for here at ISE. We've got solutions for Microsoft down there. We're showing our new integration with HP Slice for people that have decided that that's their platform of choice. We're also demonstrating our Real Connect service where you can interoperate with Microsoft Teams, also Skype for Business. We've got our Trio solution, which in the fall we announced our Visual Pro application. So Trio, as you know, it's another way to do video in conference rooms. You can do it in huddle rooms all the way up to the boardrooms. What's great about Trio is it looks like what people would know from us, a triangular-shaped conference room phone, but it's got a touch panel on it. And now you can connect all of our camera portfolios options to it. At first, it was just a small webcam, and we confined it to those smaller spaces. But now you can get our full pan-tilt zoom cameras on there. You can get our Eagle Eye Director for facial tracking in large open spaces. You can even have multiple of those Eagle Eye Director cameras if you need to. So Trio really scales from small rooms up to large with a great simple user interface. Then we think about our headset business, and we'll talk more about that, but we introduced some new headsets in the fall. We had our Savvy 8200, which is for that intensive worker, maybe an admin staff that is connected to their PC at one moment. They might get a mobile phone call or even have a desk phone call. All of that can be routed through this DECT device that they could, if they say they got to go walk down the hall and go pick up some copies at the printer, they can still be connected and answer calls directly from their Savvy as they walk around.
Yeah, an all-in-one solution for your headset.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's all deck-based, so it's got the typical deck ranges as you would expect, 150 feet type of range in a typical office of environment. So we introduced that, and then we also came out with our Voyager series, which is our Bluetooth line of products. We introduced our Voyager 4200, which is a low-cost Bluetooth device, stereo device, that once again, for kind of a typical office worker, maybe home office worker, even using that video from their home office, easy way to connect up to their PC with Bluetooth or even their mobile phone as they move around the office. So
it's a very high-end approach to sort of a low-tech or traditionally low-tech world. Most people were used to the built-in webcams or the built-in microphone, and you were really special if you had the external wireless or whatever, USB webcam or whatever. So
yeah, people really to kind of take headsets for granted. And there's been this kind of a shift where we've for a long time talked about the death of the desk phone. Right, it's going away. People don't want to have their desk phones anymore. Well, what's really going on is it's not an either or strategy. It's kind of an and strategy. Mm-hmm. You'll have a headset through parts of your day when you're mobile and people can connect you, and it's nice and convenient whether you're on audio call or on a video call, because you just want to be heard. I mean, that's the most important part of any call is making sure you can be heard. So you might have that for some parts of the day. Then for other people in other parts of the day, you'll have a desk phone, and you want to have that safety and security. And I'll tell you, it's not as much fun to hang up on somebody with a headset as it is to slam a phone down. So I think those things are not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, there's no aggression in pushing the end button.
Yeah.
Very good. So are there in this world that you guys are in? There's a lot of competitors out there. Now, I know Polycom has a big name, has for a long, long time. You were probably the first video codec that I ever used. But what sets you apart from your competitors right now?
Our interoperability really allows us to play with any of those video service providers that are out there. I think one of the big changes is, of course, we have our own video platform that you can have, VMRs and dial in for bridges, and we've offered that for years. But the real transition in our strategy is to say, look, we want to be the best endpoint provider, no matter what that endpoint is. You heard me talk about headsets today, talk about desk phones, conference phones, video devices. It's that when we bring that human interface and trying to reproduce the audio, you know, the visual of what someone looks like as realistic as possible and as lifelike as possible. And so we really focus on those user experiences, but we realize at the same time, we're not the only game in town when it comes to the infrastructure. So we connect to as many infrastructures as possible. And I think that makes us different than other folks that are trying to sell you an all-in-one integrated solution from them as the only vendor, and you've got to really double down your investment. We're seeing, especially with, you know, a product like our Trio line, people will, throughout the course of any given day, make a call on Skype. They might then make a call on WebEx, and then then some vendor says, "Oh, I want to dial in on Zoom or Teams call." And so I can bring any of those together using, you know, a Trio device or several others of our devices, all from the same kind of interface. So it's the same interface. I really know how to use that. If I want to share content, it's always the same. If I want to dial in, it's always the same. And it doesn't really matter what's on the back end of that platform.
Yeah, I like that approach because if you, as a support staff, I have to train people on how to use whatever it is that I put in this room for them. I only have to train them on one device.
Exactly.
And they can use, as you said, I love Zoom personally. I use it all the time, but I have plenty of calls that come in on Skype or WebEx. So, you know, not having to learn anything new, just be able to, it just works.
Exactly. That's the tagline right there. I mean, it just works, and it should, because we've for so many years been enamored with the technology and trying to make all these things work. And there was always that one guy that knew the video room. I would argue that, you know, there'd be that remote sitting in the middle of the table and people would walk in and nobody would, that'd be the last chair selected. Yep. I don't want to be the guy that has to dial in, or because people, you know, fear that failure. They don't have that impression anymore, you know, with basically a smartphone type interface right there from the desktop. One touch dial or even no touch dial. Mm-hmm. I say that because that really sets us apart, right? I walk into the room, I've got my conference pre-scheduled. I can see, you know, the times, whether that conference room is available. And if I've scheduled that meeting room, I can just with a simple button press, whether it's a Zoom, whether it's a Teams, whether it's Skype for Business, get into that call very simply with one touch dial. And we're even playing with, and we showed a demo last year actually with Amazon Alexa, that you could walk into the room and just say, "Alexa, you know, start my meeting," mm-hmm. and it'll start up the next meeting on the list at the time that's correct. So we're looking at how do we make that as easy as possible, as friendly as possible, and simple as possible for our users.
That is really interesting because I mentioned earlier our end users, they have an experience at home, and when they get into this office, they'll often look at me as the AV guy and say, why can't I have just this simple experience? I can say, "Alexa, I want to watch Handmaid's Tale," and it'll just turn my TV on and it'll put me on the right channel or, you know, whatever. They want that same experience there, and they can't understand why I can't provide it to them. So manufacturers like yourself that are already thinking about these things for me, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And really what we find is a lot of that, you know, the difference between consumer and business technology, although you're seeing some concerns in the consumer place too, it's that security angle.
Sure.
Right?
At home, open mic everywhere.
Exactly. At home, I've got the open mic. And, you know, we've heard some concerns about that from different people. Oh, mm-hmm. Is Amazon listening to me? And you make that decision as an individual. But when you're responsible for hundreds of individuals,
yes,
you've got to be extra careful. And I think that's why the industry is moving slowly. I think it's moving carefully, but mm-hmm. we're doing it with security in mind to make sure that we're not going to expose you to something or problem that you're not expecting.
That's a wonderful addition to the approach there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for people that don't have the luxury of being here in Amsterdam with us, walking the floor, how can they find out more about your products?
Well, obviously, the first and foremost way you want to go is to go to www.polycom.com or www.plantronics.com. Both will take you. We've got cross links on those websites. They'll be coming together very shortly. There'll be some new announcements around that in the coming months here. But that'd be the first and foremost place to go. Then, of course, you can come down the show floor and visit us there. I don't have the booth number on top of my fingertips, but definitely you'll find us in the show guide anywhere over the Unified Communications area.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me today. That does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear the full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.